Hello and welcome. I'm Alan Hargraves and this is Recharge on Air. Well, being disrupted is a messy experience. What can you actually do about it? Take Astor Industries, a plastic injection business. It began in 1957 and supplies parts to the Australian automobile industry. By the end of this decade, there will be no automobile manufacturers left in Australia. Neil Henderson was once Astor's manufacturing manager. 2 years ago, he bought the firm. Why? Well, beneath the vulnerability, Henderson saw some strengths. One was the ability to deliver high-quality products to custom designs in short runs. Where, say, China's now fabled manufacturers might need orders of 100,000 plus, Astor could offer a highly competitive service for smaller orders using the firm's range of skills to provide everything from design to delivery. He saw where there was an opportunity to add value. Now, in developed economies, a lot of manufacturing jobs have been lost, but often they're the ones that add less margin. The value added that collectively makes up the cost of owning an automobile is generated by material inputs, supply chain management, marketing, design, logistics, delivery, aftercare, spare parts and servicing. Actual assembly is just a small part of it. Some politicians may want those assembly jobs back, but you'd have to ask whether it's worth the trouble. Growth and prosperity usually come from moving up the value chain, not down it. So, what scenarios are you facing? It's easy to say that we live in a time of rapid change and therefore we need to change rapidly, but sometimes you don't or won't. Other times it's just hard to do. Stumbling blocks include reluctance to embrace new ways of doing things when existing ways are working quite well. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Trouble is, someone comes along and fixes it and suddenly you've been disrupted. How do you stay at the leading edge? Well, two questions will help. One is, if I wanted to disrupt myself, how would I do it? Examine your business or your career and look at the most vulnerable point. It will indicate where you should and should not play. Think of sport. In gridiron or rugby, big, beefy athletes with no necks make good forwards, whereas slender, agile athletes who can run fast make better backs. Neither is particularly good at each other's job, but they both play football. Where should you play? When you've got that right, ask the second question. If I wanted to do something different with what I've got, what could I do? While Henderson was pondering that question, another entrepreneur was asking disruptive questions. Tired of paying excessive prices for his own spectacles, Bruce Jeffries opened a store called Dresden Optics, offering sets of 10 interchangeable frames made from recycled plastic in a variety of designs and colours at a highly disruptive price. But who would produce it? Well, that turned out to be Astor. Dresden has since opened its fourth store and is looking for offshore markets. Meanwhile, Astor is boosting their capacity. They still produce parts for the auto industry, but they are now also suppliers to the optics industry. Have you been disrupted? Well, what else can you do with what you've got? I'm Alan Hargraves. This has been Recharge on Air. Thank you for listening.